Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cash back is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on 12/2. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
Power. Hour. LSU. Boom! All night long. Yes! Let's freaking go! LSU fans, we had to move the live stream around the baseball schedule, getting pushed 1 to 4. I don't know how many more times I'm going to schedule around baseball, but I get a few requests to do it. So I'm doing the live stream right here at 3. I want to talk about Whit Weeks. Is he going to be the leading tackler next season for LSU? Because I do feel, watching him last year, I was like, it is going to be so hard for him to not be a starter next year. So what we're going to discuss today is, how does he fit into Blake Baker's defense? We're also going to talk baseball and them having a great season and all of that. We'll see what they do tonight. But and of course, women's basketball, Kim Mulkey said a lot yesterday at her coach's show. But I'm the football guy, okay? And it's what I'm mostly focused on here. And this has been something that has been getting at me for quite some time. I have a tough time not having Whit Weeks on the field for a majority of the time. Now, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that he was incredible last year. He wasn't, but he was good, if not great. Incredible is a little bit of a stretch, but I feel that he was good enough last season to where I expect some type of leap, okay? And if I do think some type of leap is happening, I feel he needs to start. And what makes linebacker very interesting, and Blake Baker might do it different than how LSU has done it historically, but normally LSU has been a school that plays their linebackers until the wheels run off, right? It's not a position that you would think subs as much as you probably think they do. You know, a lot of the LSU linebackers over the years have just stayed on the field, right? You normally associate that with safeties, but you can make a case LSU has rotated safeties as much as they've rotated off-ball inside linebackers. So I think a good majority of you, your preference for an inside linebacker duo is Whit Weeks and Harold Perkins starting at those two roles. I think those two give you the most athleticism. I think those two give you the most pop. But then again, you also have Greg Penn, right? And Greg Penn is older. Greg Penn has been around. Greg Penn is, you know, a leader, right? He's really well liked on this team. But then again, there are some really rough stretches for Greg Penn. I think most of you remember the Ole Miss game. That was a tough game, but you know, a lot of players are slipping on that field. But nevertheless, Greg Penn has had some rough moments. So there's going to be quite a few of you that want Greg Penn to make way for either Whit Weeks or Harold Perkins, right? And we'll see how all of that plays out. I do believe Whit Weeks will be a starter. I do. Even though it looks, and if things pace the way it's supposed to, it looks as if Greg Penn and Harold Perkins will be your starting linebacker duo going into next year, okay? It's just been a difficult position at LSU over the years, or should I say at least since Blake Baker has been there, right? The position has not been as deep as Brian Kelly would have liked it over time, but I just can't get over Whit Weeks. I'm like, this guy, it's got the talent, right? He has one of the best film grades I've ever given to a prospect. I can't tell you how many Patreon film studies I've done on Whit Weeks. And speaking of Patreon, I just dropped my latest Patreon film study today on an upcoming quarterback potentially for the class of 2026. So shout out to our Patreon community that's still growing, patreon.com/LSU football. Everybody that signs up gets a Joe Burrow card in the mail. And our first comment of the day, Travis says, I really like Penn, but Weeks has got to be on the field too. Well, there you go. Next year, obviously, we have a further development in the Baton Rouge River Center situation and the potential opening and restructuring of a Pete Maravich Assembly Center. I'm not, once again, we talked about this, yesterday. I am of the belief that LSU needs a new PMAC. I am fine with this, but, you know, we'll see how everything plays itself out. Let me look at one thing just to make certain. Thomas Morstead back with the Jets. I would have loved him back with the Saints. But that's not here nor there. This is via Wilson Alexander. The East Baton Rouge Metro Council later today considers an ordinance that would limit events at the River Center, paving the way for LSU's new arena. What would the stadium cost? Who would pay? What would happen to the PMAC? That and more on the plans, okay? I'm not the expert on this subject, but I do think it's a big step forward for what needs to happen at LSU. How does it happen? We'll discuss more on Thursday live stream, but I do think it is a big story. We had a simper. Yes, of course, this is live. We're working around the baseball schedule with it being set up at 4 p.m. Central. Next thing, all right? And this is one thing for me, okay, that is going to be so huge as far as LSU football momentum and all of that is concerned. I can't get over how much I've enjoyed watching LSU's players react to this defensive staff. And I know, of course, Carter, you're going to say that you're going to sell us on a brighter defensive future. And I know you guys just want to see new results from the LSU defense. But I keep telling you guys, hey, these players are loving this defensive staff. Obviously, we did 4 very public interviews with defensive players. You can watch them all on our channel, and you can hear how they talk about Blake Baker. I go back to Xavier Debo Atkins and what he said about Baker and his relationship with Blake. I bring that up because I do think there is a non-zero chance at linebacker where one of these younger guys, potentially Devon Keys, potentially Xavier Debo Atkins, is able to give us something on the field pretty quickly, okay? And hopefully we can have that, all right? Now, let me see here. I might have to skedaddle here in a second. Just got a call I might have to make. So we might not go too long today. And I might just do a live at 6 at our normal time anyway, because Everyone's texting me, hey, why are you live right now? Let me do this. Okay. I want to hammer home this idea as far as like LSU softball is concerned. I want to get someone on here that is a true LSU softball expert. Could this team go undefeated on the year? I don't think that they will. Softball is weird. Just like baseball, you can have totally random results at totally different times. But what if the LSU softball team does run the table? What if they do go undefeated? Are we talking about them the same way we talk about 2019 LSU, right? Or Kent Mulkey's LSU Tigers from last year? I do think we're witnessing something special. And I know there's a lot of pressure on LSU softball to win it all. But we'll see. I do feel like I need to start acknowledging them a little bit more because of what they've done up to this point. All right. I do want to get some LSU women's basketball chatter in here. And look, I love Kim Mulkey. I really do. This would be her best coaching job yet if she's able to go back-to-back, okay? Even though South Carolina is going to be the number one overall seed, as they should, even though right now Stanford's probably a more complete, deeper team, even though they lost in the Pac-12 championship, and even though Iowa's got Caitlin Clark, LSU is still the team to beat, okay, just because of how everything went down and how big of a star is on Angel Reese's back, and Haley Van Lith and Anissa Morrow transferring in. Everyone, and I mean everyone, is talking about LSU women's basketball and the repeat. Okay. If Kim is able to pull this off, it would be absolutely incredible. Now, she did do our radio show yesterday, and she did say that there was just too much made about the push, and as she should, there has been just too much made about not only the push from Cardosa and her comments afterwards, Kim Mulkey's comments afterwards. I just think with the injury to Poa and basketball coming back soon for the actual March Madness run, it's going to be so hard to repeat. It really, really, really is. The season has not really gone to plan for LSU, which is crazy considering they've only lost 5 games this year, and they're still going to be a top 2 seed in this NCAA tournament. There's just going to be a lot, right? How do you manage your lineups? Do you want to keep the same lineup, or do you want to work in a few extra girls to keep your legs fresh for the entirety of March? What about Angel Reese in this ankle situation? I think she'll be fine by March Madness. She looked incredible versus South Carolina in terms of health. I'm hoping they can make a run. One key player is going to be Michaela Williams, though. If Michaela Williams can get semi back to form, maybe, just maybe, we could see LSU get back to where they need to get back to. Okay. Now, I'll take a few more. As many of you know, Haley cut her finger earlier this week, and there may or may not be something going on.
Are you scouring the web for the best Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals? Stop it. Get Rakuten. Rakuten is a shopping sidekick that gets you cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. Right now, you can get up to 15% cash back at the stores you love. You can even stack cash back on top of the biggest sales of the year. That's savings on savings. It's more time shopping and less time searching. With Rakuten, you're always saving at your favorite stores on the things you're already buying. Cash back is automatically added to your account as you shop, and you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Now's the time to join. Up to 15% cash back ends on 12-2. Plus, new members will receive a welcome bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.
Along with that, again, I think she's okay, but I might have to go here in just a second. And we might go back live a little bit later tonight. Let me just do that. Let's see. All right. One thing about the LSU offense, okay, and this had me thinking when Lloyd Cushenberry signed that record-setting deal, and look at here. On a 3 p.m. live stream, he's here. The Master Blaster. What's up, Tony? My guy's rolling 300s or 298s. Let's go. But anyway, I was thinking about the Lloyd Cushenberry contract, and it is interesting, all right? Where's LSU had their issues? Well, it's been center. Charles Turner was a very good center for LSU these past couple of seasons, okay? And what's interesting is he wasn't expected to even be the center not this past year, but the year before. Okay, versus Florida State, we started Garrett Dellinger. That was not the right decision. Snaps were all over the place. We moved Deli to guard, and he was amazing. He was Sports Information Solutions, first team All-ICC, as was Charles Turner, according to SIS. Okay, and Charles Turner made the Senior Bowl, and he's going to be an NFL roster next season. He was good. Okay, but what about DJ Chester? He wears the number 79 that Lloyd Cushenberry wears. Okay. He's not a Louisiana three-star. He's a really good recruit out of the state of Georgia. He's a four-star. Okay, he's going into year two, and he does have actual playing experience from last year. Okay, so he played some last year, okay, and, well, the results were mixed, but he was put in a bad spot because Marlon Martinez was put in the spot to fill in for Charles Turner, and Marlon Martinez struggled mightily. So we then throw a true freshman in DJ Chester who didn't play center in high school, and he went out there and played valiantly. Okay. And now he's a missing piece here. Okay. LSU returned everyone else on the offensive line that was a Joe Moore Award finalist. Okay. So one of the biggest keys this offseason is going to be DJ Chester. Will he be able to get the snaps off cleanly? What is the backup plan at center? Could it be Cohen Echols? Could we have another true freshman backup center situation with Cohen Echols? Okay, it could be the case. It very well could be the case. But we shall see what happens. You know, I think someone else will eventually play center. I think Bo Borderline is another candidate to be an emergency center as well. But this LSU offensive line is just going to be so talented. It's going to be so loaded going into the future. All right. A few of the recruiting things before we get out of here, we say hi to one of the many prezes of a PHL. Jared, good to see you. Pick six, what's good? The Sting Mastermind, pick six. You know, I look at the recruiting. I've watched a decent amount of Jamie French because obviously LSU has put up the steam. The steam is started to gas up a little bit more with French. He visited this past weekend. There were a lot of 2026 four- and five-star prospects as well. That means that they are rising juniors. And don't forget, if you're a patron, if you're just joining us, you have your new Patreon film study on one of these 2026 players. Man, there's one that plays quarterback that really stood out to me. And I did a film study and you visited this last, I did it again, visited this past weekend in Diabel, okay? Or Diabel, whatever it is. Son of Rajah Bell. Kid's got some juice, okay? But that's 2026, not too worried about that. Jamie French is so fascinating because this would be the second top 100 out-of-state wide receiver to be added to this class. We talked a lot about DeCorian Moore yesterday, so we won't go too deep down this route. But that would be something else, okay, if French steps up and commits and is a part of this class, okay? I do think the wide receiver room of the LSU future is very much up in the air, okay? The spring cycle here for Shelton Sampson and Kyle Parker is going to be interesting. And, you know, for that crop of receivers, Jaylen Brown is already at Florida State, and we'll see what Kai Prien could do this offseason. They were moving him around some during the bowl weeks. I'm really excited to see what's going to happen to the wide receiver room. We could be in a world where DeCorian Moore steps in and starts as a true freshman. If, you know, this, if we don't see, you know, some of these other guys really step up and take their games to the next level. I'm very excited to see what Kylan Billiott can do for this LSU wide receiver room. So we'll see. We'll see. Let's go to Sway here. Shelton Sampson looks like he hasn't put on any weight. Is it a little worrying? He also says Justin Jefferson wasn't big either. Yeah, that's what's interesting, Sway. You don't need your wide receivers to be big, right? We've seen this in the NFL, right? The wide receiver has actually gotten to be a little bit smaller in the league. Now, there's still big wide receivers that are big-time players. But, you know, for a lot of different reasons, smaller receivers have become a little bit more in vogue. A lot of the best LSU wide receivers were in that 6'1" range. So you don't necessarily need to be towering or overtly muscular, but it is better if you do have some muscle, right? You know, that to me was a big difference between a guy like Chris Hilton and some of the other receivers in his crop that have, you know, outproduced him up to this point in their careers, whether it's obviously Jack Besh on the lower end, but on the higher end, you know, Malik and BTJ, those guys are units, right? They are built, right? Especially Malik. So, yeah, you know, you do want to have some muscle to, you know, deal with, you know, the physical press corners that are out there. But we'll see. You know, Shelton, man, his high school tape was really good to me. It really, really, really was good. I'm still a believer in him, but there is a lot of traffic in front of him. And it just comes down to playing wide receiver at LSU. Running back and wide receiver are just volume positions, right? Getting a snap at either one of the positions is not enough. If you go to a school, if you play either one of those positions, you want targets, you want touches, and those are more finite, right, than snaps, because obviously if you play a snap, that doesn't guarantee you're going to get a touch. If you're a DB and you're just playing, that's great. I mean, that's a dream, right? A wide receiver, you don't just want to play. You don't just want to be decoys. You don't just want to block. You want touches. It's so hard to get those at LSU. It really is. And one thing that we do know historically about LSU football, you take a look at the two transcendent LSU offenses what do they have in common? Okay. Well, a lot. Good offensive lines, obviously good play callers, good quarterbacks. But what they really share is tight receiver rotations. Okay. You don't have a gazillion guys playing. Okay. It increases the chemistry. It increases the timing. It increases the pace at which you can play. So, yeah, it could be a little bit boring. Same guys on the field, 11 personnel, but you don't have to do the referee. That's what they do. They run up there and they stop you, and they don't let you go. They force you to wait for all the substitutions to come in and out, and it's frustrating. It's very, very, very frustrating because you don't want to wait. You want to go fast if you're an offense. You don't want the defense to have any kind of advantages. And if you don't rotate your receivers, it's better. It's just better, okay? And that's why if college football had a preseason game or they had a spring game versus an actual team, you can actually see who your best players are. Let's see here. Looks like Hey will be okay. I still might have to skedaddle. Don't ever cut your finger on a knife. ER bills, all of it's heading my way. I'm looking forward to it. And she is currently getting her stitches taken out. Am I violating HIPAA? Sharing patient information, should never do that. I got a few more thoughts floating in my head. Looks like we will be able to hang out for a little bit more. But first,
PHL Nation. Oh, yeah, baby. You know about Louisiana Controls. They've been showing us love throughout this college football season. And I'm looking for you to do the same when it comes to your energy management commercial HVAC needs. It is all with our buddies who have been doing this for over 40 years. Yes, that is four decades. You know this Louisiana weather gets crazy. Go to LouisianaControls.com or call 225-924-4990, baby. Let's go.
Big thanks, Louisiana Controls. New website, LouisianaControls.com. Okay.
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Warm season's greetings to you all from Menards.
This was brought up to me about Ricky Collins going to work out with Jaden Daniels out in California. That's good to see. It's good to see. The more Ricky is able to spend time around him, the better. I truly do believe that. And I hope he does gain something from that experience. Another guy I wanted to get to is James Simon. Okay, he's got a visit coming up here in 11 days. He's actually also visiting Alabama, Texas A&M, Notre Dame, and Texas, and he's also visiting Louisiana Tech. Not going there, obviously, but you know, does it concern me a little bit with James Simon that you know he's. LSU's the first visit, but not the last visit. Well, historically, recruiting data shows that the last visit is the most important visit. Well, this isn't the last visit, but it's the last visit for him in this spring cycle. And it doesn't concern me too much. I think he's still going to go to LSU, even though LSU already has a five-star back and Harlan Berry already committed. I do think he will still pick LSU.
Okay.
So there you go. Let me see. Making sure there wasn't a new LSU baseball update. Game is still set for 4 p.m. Central at Alec Box Stadium, Skip Bertman Field. LSU won 6-1 yesterday. I will tell you this again, because I tweeted this out yesterday. My favorite thing of the Jay Johnson era. It might surpass winning a national championship, okay? When I played Little League Baseball, this move was done. And this happened in the second inning of the game versus North Dakota State. They're 3-11. They're not a good team. They're obviously not as good as their football team. But yesterday, Jay Johnson played three catchers. So I reached out to a few people that watch every pitch of every game when it comes to baseball. And I'm like, well, why is he doing this? Well, of course, he wanted to have, Neil, Malazzo, and Travinsky all on the field at the same time because, you know, they're all good bats, right? And they're all not technically catchers, but they have catcher backgrounds, okay, at LSU and all of that. So they had three catchers on the base pass at one time, okay? It was Michael Braswell up to bat. And obviously, if you have three catchers on the base pass, they're not fast, okay? So there was two outs. Braswell beforehand had a sacrifice fly. So if you have bases loaded and there was a sacrifice fly, that means there's runners on first and third with only two outs, okay? And they did the Little League's move of the century, and it worked. North Dakota State fell for it, all right? They tried to steal with, I believe it was Malazzo, okay? He tried to steal second, and North Dakota State threw it to second. Malazzo stopped, and before he was tagged out, our third base runner scored. That only works in Little League. High schoolers know to not throw that thing to second, okay? Or if you throw it to second, you cut it off and you throw it back to first, okay? You throw the ball to second, and instead of throwing it to second, you're actually throwing it back to the pitcher. The fact that that worked, I was going nuts, okay? I admittedly, especially during the non-SEC season, don't watch a lot of baseball. I just don't. It's not an LSU thing. I don't watch a lot of MLB. I played baseball, played AAU for a little bit. It's just not really my thing. So that for chances, a big Jake Coles, obviously my buddy Blake, Trey, you know, I rely on you guys for your baseball knowledge. Please tell me, when has that worked? When has that worked in the last century? Okay. They didn't even pull that off during the Ty Cobb era. Okay. That worked. I went nuts because I was probably, some of you were probably reacting the same way. You're like, why the hell are we sending a catcher with two outs, runners on first and third? And it worked. It freaking worked. Jay Johnson is a nasty SOB for doing that to North Dakota State. And North Dakota State, I'll never forget that. That's better than Warren Morse. It's better than Brad Cressy. Better than any of those moments. With three catchers on the base pass. Three catchers. All time LSU moment right there. It'll be forgotten about. And I know Bear Jones hit a home run. Love me some Bear Jones. We'll see when the pitching gets better. But there you go. Paxton Kling.
I like Paxton Kleen. Where I like players that wear obscure jersey numbers in any sport. Number 28 in baseball. That's an obscure jersey number. I can't even think of another number 28 in baseball off the top of my head, and I'm a jersey number snob. There's a lot of good 21s. A lot of good 25s. There are some good 27s out there. But 28s?
What's up, Cody? Cody B, what's good, bro?
Cody B is beside himself that Patrick Queen signed with his Steelers.
Yeah, exactly, Sway. You know in that spot to not throw to second. Okay, you do not throw to second in that spot.
Okay. You just don't. Or if you do throw to second, you're throwing it directly to the pitcher, and then it's a free out, right? Because the guy running from third is going to get picked off immediately if you throw it straight to the pitcher. Okay. But holy hell. The slowest human possible on the base paths. And you can't do anything about it.
Like, I don't even know how a coach thinks to do that, because you never think that anyone's going to fall for it. Dante Jackson.
So, Steelers just, I mean, last year was Patrick Peterson and Braden Fielko. Dante Jackson and Patrick Queen. Okay. I like it. Let's go, PQ. Going to play for the Steel Curtain. Playing behind Big Cam Hayward and TJ Watt. Steelers defense is going to be something next year, boy. Ooh.
Going to be nasty.
Actually, I do have a Steelers jersey in my closet. I'm not even a Steelers fan. You would never guess the Steelers jersey I have in my closet, okay? Cody, if you can guess the Steelers player that's in here, I will send you the jersey. No questions asked. Okay?
I do have a Cordell's jersey. It was close. Okay. Chan says Russell Wilson at QB.
Look at that. Look at that.
Juju Smith Schuster. Ryan Clark jersey. I would go kind of hard in the background. I like it. All right, so here's what we're gonna do. In the next 5 to 10 minutes, I will answer as many questions as we possibly can. If you super chat, we'll keep it going.
I might go live a little bit later because I just love my 6 p.m. slot so much on Wednesdays, but I did have requests to move around for baseball. We might still go live tonight. Just be on the lookout for that. Tomorrow, we'll be back at our normal time at 8:15 Central. Let me make sure. Yes, we should be back at 8:15 Central. Just be on the lookout. Got to move around live streams for sports scheduling concerns. You know, towards the end, I wanted to talk about LSU basketball. weird schedule for them. Okay. Back-to-back games where you got to play at noon if you win. Okay. Only if you win. So they'll play Mississippi State tomorrow at noon, and then they'll play the next day Tennessee at noon. It's obviously two tough matchups. I'll put it on the screen for you here. Okay. The good news, if you are hoping LSU goes on a run here, they do get the noon PM tip-off times, okay? That's good. That's good, okay? Noon. Because if you win, well, you'll play the next day at noon. And the reason why I like that is it goes a little bit natural with like an actual...
Get everything you need to bring home the holidays on Black Friday at Menards. Doors open 6 a.m. A Nerf Blaster Dog Toy Blast Tennis Ball 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai Chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing Squish Lamps and Performax Drill Bit Sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Doors open 6 a.m. on Black Friday. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Boy, season's greetings to you all from Menards.
Like a rest cycle, if you will, where you are getting the full 24 hours of rest in between games, right? Because as the tournament moves on, the noon games go by the wayside. So if LSU could go on some magical run, beat Mississippi State, guess what? You beat Tennessee, and then you're cooking. You're cooking. Okay. It's obviously good that they don't have to play today. I believe today is the first round. And tomorrow, of course, is the second round. So noon PM TIFF. All right. And as Chance points out, the later the game, guess what? You can get pushed back, right? Because you have overtime games that could push your tip off back. I believe in the rest factor in these tournaments. I really, really, really do. And I prefer almost always to play earlier. Okay. The team who I call games for, they're in a tournament that's very similar. The national tournament, the South Ark Stars, they will tip off at 11 a.m. All right. And even though you don't play a lot of 11 a.m. games, I was thrilled, right? If there are all these games happening, I like knowing exactly when I'm supposed to tip off, okay? I like knowing that. Can this team make a run? I do think there are some ways LSU matches up with Tennessee kind of sort of well, but I am not certain that they're going to be Mississippi State tomorrow. They've not been playing their best basketball. Obviously, the Arkansas game wasn't great. The Missouri frantic comeback was tough. Missouri is terrible. They've not won a game this year in the SEC. And they almost pulled off a comeback. And, you know, that wasn't fun. That was not fun to watch unfold. So, even though they're not playing their best, I think we can see them make a run. I do. Okay. Once again, first or any $20 super chat, sending you an autograph photo of Xavier Debo Atkins. If you prefer Ahmad Bro or Gabriel Relaford or Big Hoss Crier, I have him over there as well. Also have one more Tylan Singleton available. And of course, that's in you extra goodies. And first $10 super, I will send you an autograph Dwayne Bowe card here at the end. Okay. Two or three, not good as one. Good to see you. Tennessee trying to get on that one line. I guess they, I don't know.
I hate the men's tournament selection process so much. I really, really, really do. Because they lie to you and tell you the conference tournament games matter. They really don't. The tournament brackets are already set. Okay. Unless some miracle happen, we'll see. Now, I do want to touch on one thing, and that's why I saved men's basketball for the end. I stayed up really late and I watched that Nichols game last night, okay? And it was a lot of fun. I really can't lie about that at all, okay? We do have coming up at 4 p.m., all right? And I will be honest, I'm going to be watching this game, okay? There you go, Semper. Congrats, Dan. You're getting a Dwayne Bowe car in the mail. Congratulations. You get to pick the next topic. So, LSU is in a lose-lose situation coming up here at 4 p.m. Nicholls State will play McNeese, okay, for the Southland Tournament Championship, okay? McNeese is a 16.5 point favorite versus Nichols. Now, why is that point spread so big? Well, Nichols pulled off the upset last night. It was a crazy, crazy game. And, well, guess what? It ended late. So if the game ends late, guess what? Don't have as much time to rest. 4 p.m. tip-off. Okay? That's why this point spread is so big. 16.5 is a lot. So, you have Will Wade. And the coach for Nichols, I like him a lot. I keep forgetting his name, though. He's only 27. Okay? He beat us earlier this year. 16.5, though. That is a lot of points. A lot. Now, I want you to be honest. Who are you cheering for in that game? Type M for McNeese. Type N for Nichols. Is he point spread? Pretty large. Jordan wants to talk some pals. Appreciate you, Semper. Game is also being played in Lake Charles. Take that for what it's worth. Man, I kind of want to take Nichols. You know, you look at their pace numbers. The pace difference, they both play relatively slow. And neither really shoot the three well. But McNeese is just mowing people down. 76-57, 81-57, 87-69. Yeah, that's right. You told me about your Miami adventures. Yeah, it's true. LSU baseball coming out. That's why we're starting this. That's why we did the 3 p.m. stream today. Man, 16.5 in a championship game. I would take the Colonels
if they didn't play the overtime game yesterday. I'm trying to think. Am I doing this? All right, so this is a question that Semper wants. How big of a landslide will Nuss win the Heisman by? Honestly, Semper, I am very intrigued by Carson Beck. You know, his Heisman odds are also up there with Nuss's. Could we see some kind of regression? Okay. Carson Beck loses Brock Bowers, loses Ladd McConkey. Now, I know they have a gazillion wide receivers. Okay, they have Bell. They have all these really nice pieces. But, I mean, Bowers and McConkey, those guys can play. I think they lost Rosemead Jackson as well. Also, you know, that's partially true. You know, when you're playing on a team with a bad defense, it does help the stats, right? But if LSU's winning and Garrett Nussmeier's stats are like 75% of what Jaden's was, he's probably still going to win it. But we'll see. Now, I appreciate each and every one of you, especially our top super chatter of the afternoon, a great Semper. I'm a little frustrated, though, with the game being moved back and not going at my normal time. So we might go live again a little bit later tonight. I wasn't able to get to everything I wanted to get to. Kind of wanted to do one of our typical two-hour benders, but we'll just keep it a tight one and save some topics for tomorrow. So, I will be chatting in the Discord throughout for the baseball, but I do need to call my wife to make sure she's okay. I think she's fine. I think everything's good. And we'll talk to you soon. Don't forget, powerhourlsu.com/shop. You can get some shirts like this. Who wouldn't want this shirt? It is Power Hour LSU. Boom. So tonight, we're doing chicken quesadillas, night two. Let's go. Let's go.